Good evening, welcome to the Melbourne Planning Committee on the 10th of December. I will start off with item BL 4718 to receive and approve any apologies for absence. Mr. Clark.
Apologies received from Councillor Hart, acceptable reasons have been given.
Okay, can I have someone to approve Councillor Clark and second? Councillor Cowley, those in favour of accepting apologies, it's unanimous. BL 4818 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. So initially, any declarations of interest from councillors. I will declare a non-pecuniary interest on item BL 5418B, the side extension for Mr. and Mrs. Tullock, at which point I shall leave the room and someone else will have to chair for that item. Do we need to decide that now, Mr. Clark? Anything else? Okay, moving on then to 4918. To approve the minutes of the Planning Committee on the 12th of November. Do I have any comments or corrections? In that case, can I have an approver for those minutes? Councillor Buxton and a seconder, Councillor Clark. Those in favour? Unanimous. Okay, and PL 5018 to report back on those minutes.
One item to report back, which was following the last Planning Committee meeting, a decision was made to object to a planning application that was on the agenda, but following consultation with the chairman of the committee the following day, we realised a mistake had been made when interpreting the application. And consequently, the committee had been led into making an incorrect decision. So, on the delegated authority, in conjunction with the chair, it was decided not to make any comment at all on that particular application. I did email out at the time.
Mm-hmm. Anything further?
No.
Thank you. Okay, item BL 5118 is the public participation section. There is no public present. 5218 is correspondence. Item A is to consider correspondence from Meldrith Parish Council with regard to proposed cycle racks on the High Street, which is come out of the S106 relating to the development of New Road. Meldrith Council are not happy about the cycle racks being put there. However, Melbourne Parish Council didn't enter into any 106 negotiations in relation to the 199 on New Road. So do I have any comments?
I would just like to note that Melbourne Parish Council, as chair of the Melbourne Futures Working Party, I attempted to get them to engage with the whole process. They did not.
Thank you. District Councillor Hales.
Several alternative sites have been suggested by Meldrith Parish Council and associated people working on that on their highways working party. And it would appear that the highways, Cambridgeshire Highways Department dealing with this, have decided to revert to where they wanted to put them.
It's something that's in the appeal notice. Mm-hmm. So it was agreed with Highways during the discussions. And actually, it's nothing to do with Melbourne Parish Council.
No. I agree entirely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we should just note reception of that correspondence.
And we don't consider it to be anything to do with that.
Thank you. We don't need to vote on that, do we? Okay, item B is to consider executing the S106 indemnity agreement with South Cambridgeshire District Council relating to the land to the rear of Victoria Way. This is the payment of the first tranche of the public open space and community facilities contributions. Mr. Clark?
So the indemnity for receiving the money has now been received, and you'll find it in your agenda pack. The process from this point forward is council must consider it at a public meeting and pass a resolution to execute it. I can then fill in the relevant paperwork, I take the necessary signatures and send it off.
This constituting the relevant public meeting?
Yes.
Do we have a time frame? Do we have to do
no.
that?
No.
There's no time frame. But you don't get the money until you sign the paperwork.
Comments?
There's three levels of money, isn't there?
Two.
Two.
I thought it was three. I read three.
This for Councillor Hales.
There's two. There's the trigger, which has reached the first trigger now. And then it's usually for the parish stuff, there may be other triggers, there may be three levels, but it's certainly, as I understand it, for this, it was the two. Hopefully the clerk won't contradict me, but
yes,
it's the first of, yeah, they're different things. So these, you're only going to get half of it.
Yeah, so clause one of the actual indemnity sets out what the payments are going to be. Sorry, clause two of the actual indemnity sets out the payments that you can expect to see.
Yep.
So district council's already got it, it's in their bank account, they chased them. There was a piece of work myself and officers undertook to count the houses with curtains. So essentially, those houses are now occupied, so therefore that trigger has been met.
Right. So the total sum is approximately 107,000.
Okay.
Yeah. May I ask whether the clerk is aware of any reason why we shouldn't agree to what's proposed?
Absolutely not. No, I think.
So we should get the money into our bank account as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I was just asking if anyone else had anything pressing that they needed to say. So, can I have a proposal that we sign off on this indemnity, please? Councillor Buxton and seconded Councillor Cowley. Those in favour? Unanimous. Mr. Clark would crack on with that.
Sure.
Okay. Item C is notification of consideration by South Cam's planning about the land to the north of Melbourne Science Park. This is the TTP extension that we approved. There have been emails flying around to give approval to Councillor Travis to speak on our behalf, and that has been notified to South Cam's, and he will be speaking at the planning meeting on Wednesday. District Councillor Hales.
Yeah, Chair, just inform Council that I won't be speaking, and I haven't made any written representations to this particular application because after taking legal advice from South Cams, I don't have a conflict of interest, but I have a supposed conflict of interest. So it may bring disrepute to the process if people were to challenge the fact that I spoke, so I'm not.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to PL 5318, decision notices received since the last meeting. Planning permission was approved for the side storey single extension and rear at 7 Beechwood Avenue. Application for discharge of condition 9 on the 199 on New Road, which is the foul sewage capacity scheme. The appeal for that specified there had to be an improvement to the village sewage system. Hopkins have submitted something which is basically a retention tank. discharge at a maximum specified rate of flow, which Anglian Water have agreed to.
Councillor Norman. Right, first of all, I think we need to take issue with the fact that it's allegedly a decision notice, because we have emails from a South Cams planning officer to Anglian Water pointing out that they have not addressed the substantive points in correspondence. So I do not see how a decision can have been made. So that's the first thing. So just because it says it's a decision notice, ignore that. We need to go into battle. As you said, it's one of the
principal condition
number 9 in the appeal decision, that it's improvement of foul sewage capacity. And what has allegedly been agreed between Anglian Water and Hopkins Home is not an increase in capacity. Neither are we sure that it's taking into account the sewage that will arise from the care home. Now wearing my hat as chair of the Melbourne Futures Working Party, we spent a very long time, first of all, persuading Anglian Water that there was a problem that needed to be addressed. They agreed to that. They carried out a survey of the village. They actually sent people round, asked questions, looked at what was going on. And as a result of that, they did proper modelling of the capacity of the sewage system in Melbourne. Yes, they did a hydraulic survey. And what they discovered was that the whole system is indeed, or was then, at 100% capacity. Therefore, any idea that 199 extra homes plus care homes plus anything else could be accommodated was disproved. That survey and the results from it seem to have been totally set aside in the agreement that Anglian Water and Hopkins Homes have come to, and the letter from the South Cams planning officer is asking why that's not been taken into account, and there has been no response. So this is a clear instance of where Melbourne is going to suffer harm from this development, and it's something that we have argued all the way through that Melbourne should not, and that the capacity of the sewage system should be, as the appeal decision says, increased before any of the new homes are occupied.
Councillor Hayes.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add to that, may I respectfully request that we perhaps read out for the recording actual condition 9 of the decision notice by the inspectorate, and then add that condition 9 in its entirety into the minutes, if that's okay. So I think it's absolutely pertinent, as Councillor Norman has just highlighted, because it's the wording which is extremely necessary. No dwelling or care home unit shall be occupied until a scheme for the improvement of foul sewage capacity has been submitted to and approved in writing by the local planning authority and implemented in accordance with the approved details. That comes in, as this council knows, with the Grampian LDO, which this council fought very hard for with its legal team to have imposed. And that condition 9 is essentially the Grampian order, which says no house shall be occupied until this scheme has been implemented, etc., etc. As Councillor Norman has rightly said, the planning officers have written to Anglian Water following my request back in November. I will provide the council with the two letters that have been written to, and I will ask the officer if he will be kind enough to submit to me reply from Anglian Water, which essentially is a little vague, to say the least. He has written again this afternoon, which I am extremely grateful for, and may I, with your permission, read that out and obviously, as I say, I'll submit this. I think these are going to be required as part of the, what Councillor Norman says in their argument, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if I may.
Go ahead.
Dear Sir, Madam, thank you for your attached response in respect of the above. I note that this does not address the queries to which there is such a significant difference between the comments provided at outline stage and the stance at present. There is a substantial concern in the local community with regards to the existing foul sewage capacity and the previous indication that that works to the existing system were necessary, notably upgrading the existing system between the Moors pumping station and the High Street. I understand that hydraulic testing was carried out in 2015. That could be 2014, but the end is the argument. That determined the existing system was at capacity and upgrade works were necessary along the significant stretch of Melbourne, specifically stating that no dwelling could be connected without the need for off-site reinforcements. I would request if you could provide a copy of those hydraulic test results, which I understand were presented to Melbourne Parish Council, and expand on why it is now considered acceptable that on-site mitigation is sufficient to accommodate this application. I trust the above is of assistance and look forward to hearing from you. And that's from the planning officer dealing with this at the moment. So I will forward those to the clerk for the record, okay? I can't emphasise more Councillor Norman's comments about us arguing on this one. I can't actually, it took us over a year, 18 yeah. months of arguing, and I think the actual trigger was Councillor Norman and the council issued an FOI, Freedom of Information on Anglian Water, to actually tell us how they came to the conclusion that there was 50% capacity in the system, which is what they submitted to South Cambridge District Council Planning. And as Councillor Norman rightly says, when they came back and they sat in this very room, in this very spot, and put on this very screen a one-line drawing of the sewerage system of Melbourne, which incidentally goes out via Station Road and connects to Mildred, a mauve, mauve splodges rather than brown splodges, all the way down New Road, all the way down the High Street to the junction of the Moor, and all the way down the Moor to the pumping station, level with that. And we challenged and said, and I'm assuming that they are flood zones, and they said yes, if the 199 connects to this system without it being upgraded, that is what Melbourne will look like. That is unacceptable to have this now presented to us as some kind of fait accompli. Bang out of order. End of rant.
Councillor Clark.
A question for Councillor House, District Councillor House. If Anglian do not respond to this, what action are the planners likely to take?
In
if they just continue going ahead, sort of bludgeoning their way through this with this bilateral agreement between themselves and Hopkins?
In short, I have no idea. The conversation today with the planning officer was that we need, I think, far more information to come back from Anglian Water, i.e. this hydraulic testing information, mm-hmm. and I think it wouldn't be beyond this council's remit, I think, to write to Anglian Water itself and request firmly that information and also the presentation to this parish council. They were electronic, so they should be held by Anglian Water.
The clerk at the time asked many times to have a copy, and we were never given it. They held on to it. One assumes that it was submitted to South Cairns as part of the original plan application.
I don't think it was, because this officer, I've asked this officer, the officer dealing with now, I've asked him if he would kindly go and have a look at the documentation. And he can't see it, he can't find it. So
no.
I have a sneaking suspicion that either we were fobbed off at that time, or we are now being fobbed off. I understand the officers, the two male officers, have now left Anglian Water. That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
So they aren't there to give information, but
But also, I mean, the planning inspector at the appeal presumably saw something to reassure himself that it was necessary.
Yep.
And that's why it was included in the appeal decision.
I clearly remember that conversation.
Yeah.
On Councillor Harris.
Was this information not presented at the appeal, during the appeal process?
It was referred to as the Grampian and both sides, both South Cams and the appellant, which was Endurance Estates at the time.
Indeed.
Agreed that that would be the right way forward. There you go. So as far as I'm concerned, everything that was written down and presented at the time with that condition 9 was signed off essentially by the Secretary of State to say that our sewage system, gravity system, will be upgraded to the pumping station. As I understand it, the pumping station can actually pump. It can actually deal with it. It's just the gravity system can't. You have one, we all know what it is. We have one pump go out and there are various manholes in this village which then leak effluent.
Mm-hmm.
So we need not to be in that situation.
Agreed. Thank you. Councillor Clark.
So on that basis, can we ask the planners to not discharge this condition? Can we actually write to them and ask them, subject to...
I would ask this committee to write a letter. The decision notice doesn't give you enough room. I think you need to say refer to letter. And write a letter of the strongest terms to the planners to give this parish council's feelings on past events and what have you, and to now, okay? Say this is not what was agreed. I also, seeing that the previous clerk to this council wrote angrily on Walter and has had nothing back, the reason that they sat up and listened was because there was an FOI put against them by this parish council. So frankly, if they're not going to talk to this parish council, and that's belligerent in my opinion, then another FOI should be issued by this council to demand that information which Anglian Water rightly presented to this council in this very room, right? So it does exist. If it doesn't exist, then someone has deleted it, and that's it. And I would argue that the hydraulic engineer, whose name has escaped me, Veronica, Victoria.
I can't remember, but yeah.
She would potentially still be with Anglian Water, right? So that was the lady that actually ran or organised the test. She was the expert at the table. The other two gentlemen were managers. So, you know, we remember this so well as if it was yesterday. So I'm very much in favour of writing to Anglian Water, Toot Suite, perhaps tomorrow morning, to demand that information as a normal letter. And if they come back and give them 7 days to reply, if they don't do that, FOIM. FOIM. Bang. Don't mess about.
Okay. Any other comments? Right. So, I couldn't agree more, actually. We resolve that we need to object to this discharge of conditions. We need to contact the planners and Anglian Water. And if Anglian Water are not forthcoming, then we contact them again with a Freedom of Information request for the same information that we're going to ask them for initially anyway.
May I just interject, sorry, Chief. I'm thinking about it. It wouldn't be unreasonable to write to them and say, look, because this is such a pressing decision for the builders and what have you, as well as the planners, that by the end of play this Friday, that they can email over all that information. It's not difficult for these kind of companies to do that if they've got it on record, and at least have a reply back by the end of play this Friday. That gives this council then the time on Monday morning to issue the FOI. Mm. Yeah, because I think we need to put a virtual stop, if you like, on the planners from allowing this to be approved while there is outstanding information that is in the ether. Until that is put forward and they can prove that an 80 cubic metre tank and a 5 litres a second pump, maximum pump, off this site isn't going to compromise this system?
Well, the discharge of condition was for an upgrade of the existing sewage system, was it not?
Exactly.
That's what you just read out.
Exactly.
A tank and a flow rate does not improve anything.
No, it's only got worse. You've had more building.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, resolution as per a few moments ago. Is there anything else that needs to be added to that?
Just copy no. Burns in.
Yes.
Writing to Wendy.
That's a good point. So can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Clark and a seconder. Councillor Buxton and those in favour. Unanimous. Thank you. And moving back to decision notices, item C, planning permission for ground floor extension at South Hill Court has been approved. That was supported by Melbourne Parish Council. Item PL 5418, the actual planning applications. Item A is replacement single storey rear extension and amendment to the fence line to the side of the property at 24 The Lawns. Any comments from any councillors?
No,
I mean, they've got a single floor extension across half their property at the moment. It looks like they're going to knock that down, build a slightly longer or deeper one into their back garden, which their back garden also fronts onto the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the full width. I see no issue with it.
There's no negative from neighbours.
No comments from neighbours at all. I suggest that we are supporting with no comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, proposal for that, please, then. Councillor Buxton. Seconded. Councillor Cowley for a change. And those in favour? Okay. Okay, item B is the two-storey side extension at 9 Chapman's Close, for which I declared a non-pecuniary interest. I believe we need to elect a new chair for this item.
Yes, please, I'd like for someone to take the chair for this item.
So, would anyone like to?
This is my first planning meeting, so I'm
Okay, Councillor Clark is nominated, seconded by myself. Those in favour?
Sorry, Chair, we need a proposer and a seconder.
Sorry, I propose
Councillor Cowley, sorry.
I'll second him, second it.
Yeah. And those in favour? Unanimous-ish.
Okay. Are you in the room or just sitting quietly?
I can sit quietly for this.
Is that okay? Yeah. PM 5418B, the two-storey side extension at 9 Chapman's Close, Melbourne, for Mr. and Mrs. Tuck. I didn't see anything that was objectionable on the plans. I don't know where anyone else has got any other comments they'd like to make.
Okay, so that is supposedly the site plan.
That's it.
Let me see if I can. It's a bit you wish to see, just shout and I will get you to it.
Any neighbours' comments? I don't think there was any. I don't think I recorded that. Was there?
I think
there was a supportive one, that was right. Has anybody got any questions or anything they want to raise? We'll see. It hasn't been shown. Okay, I'll take that as a no. Are we supporting this with no comment, or are there any comments? Do we have someone to oppose this? With no comment? support with your comments. Have we got a proposal? Do we have a second then? Okay, all those in favour? That's unanimous. Supported with no comment. Thank you. And Real Estate Council, Paul Murray, that's chair.
Thank you. Item C appears to be a typo and missing. Item D is the site signage for the temporary sales cabin. This is already approved and I looked at it this morning.
So there was a 5-year limit, wasn't there, to the signage?
Yeah. But, so item E is a variation of conditions to remove condition 11 relating to the planning consent of the a new detached dwelling house at 45 Water Lane. The condition related to being able to enter and leave the property in a forward gear, which is a standard condition that highways throw onto everybody these days. And they want to remove that because they say it is a quiet part of the street. There are lots of other properties that do not have that facility to turn around.
Could you put the plan on?
Yep,
it's just beyond Orchard Road.
Yeah. So it's right on that junction?
It's beyond that junction.
I think. Far, is it way beyond the junction?
Not way beyond, but.
I'm trying to think where it was.
It's maybe two houses up from it.
This was just the.
Can you bring Google Maps up? To have a look at the location. Beechwood.
Oh, right.
It is one, well, not Orchard, not Orchard. It's, oh, right. It's one of, somewhere around those two properties below Beechwood there.
Is it a corner?
I don't recall.
It's the one in those trees. There's other houses been put in those trees already. That's an outdated map, I think.
Probably not
going to
get any joy because, as Councillor House says, this is a couple of years ago.
That's Chalk Hill Barrow.
That's clearly sitting on Chalk Hill Barrow there.
So that is.
See where your cursor is now, Simon?
Yeah.
Left of it.
Left.
Down a bit.
Down somewhere around there.
Down if you go onto Street View there. This is 65.
It does. That's
maybe.
If you type into the address search 45 Water Lane, it's normally quite good at finding it. It's on the door, isn't it?
Oh, there it is. It said it, the blue one, I think. Wasn't it 45? Did it say on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to go back up around the corner.
Pretty sure it's this one.
Yeah.
Can you just zoom in? No, you need to come to the side of the hedge, because I think it was halfway down the blue door. Sorry.
That's it, won't let me go any further any closer.
No, if you go to
go out the road,
if you go to the right, that's it.
Go
to the next door, then look back. Yeah, if you go to there, then look back, then I think you'll see it.
Turn left there,
you'll see the number. I think it's 40 something.
It's a door knocker, isn't it?
No, it's below the door knocker.
It's somewhere in that area.
I think I did see it from there. But if that is the case, it's right on the corner.
It is on the other hand.
You don't want to reverse an out onto a road.
But it's above Beechwood Avenue.
It's above Beechwood Avenue.
That's been like that for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, from memory, I didn't get around to going looking at the original plan. Can we go on?
So, the paragraph at the top of the screen is the applicant's and the agent's reason for requesting the removal. Essentially, they are saying it's physically not possible to turn around and leave the board here, therefore the condition should be removed.
Yeah, their argument is you can't force a condition that's impossible. Councillor Clark.
I'm not being naive here, but can't you just, as you were supposed to do under the police directive, reverse onto your drive so you're facing out anyway, so you're leaving a forward gear? Basically what they're saying is they just want to be able to drive up on their drive, but the police used to always say you should reverse into a drive so you're always facing frontwards to come out. So I don't see what the problem is.
No, the problem is that highways have put a condition on saying that they must have sufficient space to turn around.
Oh, to do what?
You must be able to drive in, turn around and drive out in forward gear. District Councillor Hales.
Could I ask the clerk if you would be kind enough to bring up the site plan? Because I've got a feeling this isn't the right house.
No, I think it's a new house.
It's a new build, so it's detached.
That one adjacent.
That's a semi there, isn't it?
So. Yeah.
So
45 isn't the new one that's being built on the corner of Back Lane, is it?
No, it's.
It hasn't got permission yet, I don't think.
That's not got permission.
It has.
Is it?
Sorry, I thought you were talking about this one.
Site location top.
There we go.
Yeah, so I thought.
It's further up.
It's in those trees.
Yeah.
So the blue door is 41, the white door is 43.
Okay, got you.
So 45 is Solomon's Garden.
So it's the red area is the new, is it?
So as he said, it is relatively quiet. There's only traffic for green gauge going up and down there.
Yeah.
Although that does go up and down there quite a lick.
It's to be fair, every other house is custom and practice, if you like. You know, people would say, oh, they've got an extension in my road, so I could have one.
Yeah, nearly every property down Water Lane has got enough space to get a car on the drive.
Yeah, none of them can do it.
You can't turn
free. That's how you're supposed to park.
Right, those two there are the two that are side on at the first, 43
and B.
Yeah. 43A and 43B, that's those two.
Okay. So I need to go further down this way, yeah?
Yeah, that's 45, an existing old house, and it's their garden goes right the way that way, and they've sold off part of the garden this end.
I think all you're going to get on this is bushes.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And I can see their objection.
Yeah, okay. See, it is unreasonable, to be fair.
Mm. I don't particularly see there's an issue.
It used to be illegal to reverse out to a highway of any description. That was a police regulation.
Yeah, I know, it's main roads now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it's a long time since I was in the police.
I think it's main roads now, but to be honest, they're building houses on main roads with the postage stamp for a front garden, so I don't know you're going to turn around either.
No.
My two pennies chair, I think it's unreasonable to expect them to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do we wish to make any comment on this, or support without comment? I don't feel anyone objecting to it.
Support without comment.
What's going on?
So support. Can I have a proposal then for support without comments? Councillor Buxton and a seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Kelly. And those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you.
Yes, this thing's a train.
And the last one is for the property on Valmere Road, which is in Shepworth.
Can I make a comment on this one, please?
Which has come before us before.
It's on the boundary.
So it's on the boundary. It's come before us before. I don't think we'll need to change any comments.
Yes, it's South
Kensington. Mr. Clark.
Can I just report that you didn't actually make any comments when this application came before you? It was on the agenda for the April planning meeting of this year, but by the time the meeting came around, the application had already been determined, so you didn't do it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm thinking of a different property then. District Councillor Hales.
I've had a lot to do with this, Chair. The house which is in front of this particular application, there's a garage behind which is where the application is going to go. The garage is going and what have you. There's some extreme concerns as to the cesspit which is going to have to be put in. And this council could probably recall an application for the houses which are opposite Fillmore Garden Centre, the little cottages on the other side of the road. As you stand with your back to Fillmore Garden Centre, the right hand one, which was affectionately known as Microwave Jim's house because he repaired microwaves, the new owners of that wanted to put a house in the garden on the right hand side, and that was turned down by planners because there isn't 5 metres between the house and the cesspit, or more than 5 metres, and not more than 7 metres from a water course. And this particular application has a water course running down the side of it, and it's right on top of the house in front. So I would argue that there's going to be an issue with a cesspit going in. It can't physically go in the space. This has been brewing for years. It's application after application.
Can you just pause at the moment? Can you bring up the decision notice, please, and see what the reasons, what the grounds for refusal were?
Yeah, can I also point out that the appeals process works thus, in as much as you can either retract any original comments you made or modify them. Mm. You can't choose at this point of the process to start making comments.
Yeah.
The original decision notice is here.
Unsustainable, it is out of character, cramped. Can you scroll down, please? Visibility splays. Scroll down again, please.
That's it.
Okay. So, we got nothing, I think, to say for it. As Clark has already pointed out, that it's the appeal process. So, since we can't modify a previous comment because we didn't submit one, then I suggest we just note this and move on.
Can you not agree with the comments that were with the reasons why it's been turned down as a council? You may not have made a comment, but you now see the decision notice from South Cairns, and could you not agree with those?
And support of them.
That in hindsight you've seen those comments, and then whilst you're not going to submit any more comments, you agree with the comments that have been, well, the reasons for refusal.
Well, the issue is you haven't made any comments to start with.
No.
And to make comments on it would mean the application needed to be an agenda item, not the appeal.
Right. Yeah. So, appeal noted.
Mm.
And the final item on the agenda, Appeal 5518, is to know the date of the next meeting, being the 14th of January.
Good.
At which point I close the meeting at 8:15. Thank you.